everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey everybody, welcome back to The Kelly O Show. This is episode 2 in a 2-part interview with Ashley Rowland. Please make sure to go back and listen to part 1 if you haven't yet, because otherwise this part of the episode is not going to make any sense to you. Enjoy. Let's go into specifically like food labels and nutrition and knowing basically everything I just shared with you and what people are frustrated with. How do you know what you should be focusing on buying when you go grocery shopping?
All right, here we
go. Loaded question.
So I'm gonna simplify this as much as possible. And there actually is a blog attached with this podcast so people can go and read it, because I know some people are visual learners as well. And I wanted to make this information as accessible. They can screenshot it, keep it on their phones for when they're in the store. But I'm going to go over the basic labels, what they mean, what they don't mean, and personally what I buy, which does not mean is what you have to buy. So first off, the question of like, I bought cage-free, like look how I'm doing awesome. You are doing awesome because you're trying, and that is such a huge step. But the reason I tell my clients and my family members, no, don't do cage-free, is because it's kind of just a scheme. It's a marketing scheme, and it doesn't really mean a whole lot. So if something is cage-free, that means that it is not in a tiny little cage, like a small little cage that you would see on the backs of the trucks with the chickens in them in the movies. That's all that that's saying. That does not mean it has access to its natural habitat. That does not mean that it is fed good quality food, and that does not mean that it isn't in a big hoop house with a bunch of other chickens. And if they're all constantly put together like that, it actually causes them to be stressed, and then they can get disease, infection, they have to be injected with antibiotics, and the story goes on. They're not in their natural habitat. Hmm.
That's a really good, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's a really good way of explaining it. And I just want to briefly say for everybody listening, you know, we're not here to tell you whether you should be vegan or vegetarian or paleo or whatever. We're here to provide information so you can make your own informed decisions. But it is important. And of course, we want to focus on humane treatment of animals. So if you do consume meat, then these things are going to be important to you from an ethical perspective, if you will. But just as much so, Ashley, you did a great way of describing that it's not strictly, because let's be real, there's some people out there that don't care about the treatment of animals. I'm not one of them, and we're not an advocate of that, but they're going to go, I just want to know what's healthy for me. And you explain that really well in that, you know, if that's their environment and they're running around and they're stressed, they're going to get sick. And what happens to those chickens or the beef or the fish, whatever, it ends up in your system. It's important to understand what's happening to with an animal. If you consume animal products, before they get to the package that you buy at the grocery store.
So absolutely.
Sorry I interrupted, but you did a really great way of explaining that. So continue.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's, I was actually just on the phone with a brand that I used to work with, and for some reason I had just gotten started with nutrition and I never thought, you know, I too was like, oh, cage free, cool. And I was on the phone with them and they're like, yeah, we're trying to make the swap to cage free. And I was like, what? Like, you guys are just using conventional eggs. And I said, but your website states that you guys are GMO free, which means you're not feeding the chickens GMO. And she goes, no, we're feeding them GMO. It's good for them and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, well, this is quite shocking. And so whether or not there's science that's very conflicting, my big thing with chickens that are from the process, that once the chickens are processed or in the eggs and whatever, that there's no longer any amount of GMO left. But putting that aside, they're still having to use heavy amounts of chemicals. And this is when my tree hugger side comes out. And I do not want to support that. I do not want to support the use of all these endocrine disrupting chemicals that are leaching everywhere. And we cannot get them out of our system. They're being found in women's breast milk and in babies in utero. Like, they haven't even come into our world yet. So that was a little side tangent on the GMOs that they feed the chickens. So the next one would be organic. And so in order for an animal to be organic, I'm just gonna say a few of the things that the USDA requires. So they require that they're not kept in a feedlot for extended amounts of time, which I'm not sure what that means. So I don't know if that means 5 hours a day. I don't know what the exact time is. They also claim that they're not overcrowded. Again, pretty vague. I don't know what that means. They have to be kept in sanitary conditions, and they cannot be directly exposed to artificial pesticides or fertilizers, antibiotics, hormones, GMOs, or other synthetic contaminants. And it's really important right here to just let everyone know that organic does not mean that it is not sprayed with some kind of spray. If it's an organic spray that passes the USDA standards, they can still spray it on their crops. So a lot of times people be like, oh no, this is chemical free, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I mean, I buy organic. So I'm a huge advocate for buying organic, but I don't want people to be in this dream world where they think this food that's still being mass produced is not sprayed with anything, because it is. So it's still important that you wash your fruits and vegetables and that you just find a local farmer that doesn't use anything. And that's the best way. So that is organic. And the reason I am a huge advocate for organic when it comes to animal products is that for beef in specific, there was a study that came out and they contain higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids compared to omega-6 fatty acids. So this is really important when we go back to that oxidation, free radicals, and inflammation, because omega-6 fatty acids, if they're too high, can lead to that chronic low-grade systemic inflammation and in turn wreak havoc in our bodies. So the fact alone, if you need to decide whether what's good, what's not when it comes to your nutrition, is that it has a higher 3-to-6 ratio. And if we have a higher 6 ratio, that means that there's a link for cardiovascular disease.
So generally speaking, we want to look for more omega-3s, less omega-6. Did I say that right?
Exactly. Because omega-3 fats, they play a role in our hormone health, cognitive function. So our memories, you know, the way we think, growth and development, anti-inflammatory response, healthy skin. And some good sources of omega-3 fatty acids would be wild fish, nuts, seeds, grass-fed beef, unprocessed oils like olive, coconut, avocado oil.
Yeah, oils are, you know, that could be, frankly, a whole post. There still are people where, I mean, I have this conversation with my parents all the time, and I'm still trying to get my parents to understand why they shouldn't buy skim milk and just regular skim milk. They don't even come close to organic. And what else? Canola oil. And I'm like, oh my God. But you know, I also understand generationally how it is a completely different mindset. Their generation grew up. So my mom is like 79. My dad is 81, 82. You know, when they were growing up, you stretched every dollar. You did not waste food. You bought, you know, the lowest cost milk and butter and made it stretch and so on and so forth. So it's very hard to get that generation to go, okay, you can buy 4 packs of butter for $2, or you can buy one thing of Kerry grass-fed butter for $2, you know, and they're like, it's just butter. Right. But I'm also seeing that we're running close to our time. So I have some of the things that, God, time flies when you're on.
I know, my goodness.
But don't you think, Ashley, like, I think I've in my notes here, I've determined some good ideas for our next, you know, I think we could do like at least two or three additional shows. We're going to call it the Ashley Show with Kelly on Fit Fluential Radio. We'll think of a theme for it. But I think it would be cool because this was a good kind of foundational interview. And I think it would be cool based on some of the things you just said. To wrap up, I took some notes here on some basics that people that are going to be going to the grocery store now, you know, what are the things that they should look for? So I'm going to summarize. When it comes to fruit and vegetables, we want to look for organic, but please go home and make sure you're washing your fruits and vegetables. I'm guilty of not washing my fruits and vegetables. So with vegetables, is there anything else that people should be looking for? And ideally, of course, go, you know, if you can support your local farmers market and buy fruits and vegetables there, that is ideal. Sometimes you'll see fish and chicken and grass-fed beef there as well. I know some people, they get organic dog food at the farmers market. When we're thinking of eggs, what in an ideal world should people, what would they be looking for to buy that means this is the best possible healthy egg you can get? I know what brand I get, but I want you to say what you would recommend people get. And it doesn't have to be a brand. It could just be like, these are the phrases you want to look for.
Yeah. So eggs are, that's a tricky one. So I created a whole guide for it on the blog post, but what you want to look for when you're in the store looking for eggs is the words, and these words have to be together. So American Humane Certified plus pasture raised. So that means that they're kept humanely, you know, those kind of sketchy requirements that I mentioned above of the USDA, they get rid of all that here. They're saying these animals are kept humanely. They're outside. They're eating, you know, organic GMO grain because chickens have a gullet. They can digest grains unlike some other animals. And then the pasture raised is saying these chickens are out on pasture. They are in their natural habitat. They're getting sunlight. They're not depressed. They're not stressed. And I want you to do a test. I want you to crack open two eggs by side by side and look at the difference in the yolks. So crack open just like a carton of cage-free, like just normal cage-free eggs or just generic eggs. And it'll be kind of palish and And then you crack open these pasture-raised eggs, and they're this beautiful, vibrant orange. And I don't know, it just always makes me happy when I crack open like a really bright egg. We celebrate in our house.
It's really true. It's really true. And you know what? A lot more people are starting to, I mean, obviously this isn't doable for everybody. I can't imagine people in New York being able to do this. But, you know, if you can raise your own chickens, they're interesting creatures too. I was actually attacked by a rooster, but that's a whole other and a whole other podcast. But I think I scared him because I had my cell phone out and he came at me with his talons from behind. But I digress. So for everybody listening, seriously, I used to watch Nigella Lawson on her cooking show and she would crack open eggs and clearly she was getting the good stuff. I'm like, look at these eggs. They're like bright, almost like an orange. They're just so rich.
Yes.
And I'm like, I've never seen an egg like that. Well, when I started upgrading to really good eggs, they will be like that. And then you'll look at those like gray, bleak looking eggs. And if you ever buy them and you'll go, oh, no, it's just not the same. Okay. So with fish, I would say, now you tell me if I'm wrong. With fish, would you say that what we're looking for is wild versus, you know, caged? Are there anything else to that people should be looking for when they're buying fresh or frozen fish?
Yes. So I'm actually a fisherman in Alaska. So this one is,
you are everything, girl.
This one is near and dear to my heart, but it's also touchy because unfortunately the oceans are getting pretty polluted and there's microplastics and all of that, but I still eat fish, needless to say. So I always tell people to look for wild Alaska salmon, not just because I'm biased, at least Pacific, wild Pacific salmon. You don't want Atlantic salmon. There will be different people who say different things, but from all the research studies, omega-6 to omega-3 contents of fatty acids, taste, color, I always say get wild Alaskan or Pacific salmon. And if you're ever in a store and you find wild salmon and then you see a piece of farmed fish, the farmed fish will have one of two appearances. It will be really pale And that's because it is not high in nutrients. It's been grain fed. It's been fed all this weird stuff in a confinement. Or two, it might be bright colored, but that's because they have injected it with dye. So a far, there are some newer like farmed fish fisheries coming out. I don't know much about them, but they're claiming to, you know, have better standards and whatever. I just say Pacific or Alaska wild fish is the best.
Okay. And that's usually what I stick with. What about chicken? You know, when people are going, and I mean, this is another thing I get with my parents. My mom's like, I got this huge, and I don't mean to razz on my parents. These are things, and my parents actually have changed on the chicken thing. My mom used to get a huge rotisserie chicken at Sam's, and it was huge. And she's like, I get $5 and your dad and I will get like 7 meals out of this. I'm exaggerating. But when I get a rotisserie chicken and I focus, and I'm going to see if what I'm focusing on with the label is right. You know, I'm looking for, well, I'm not going to say it, but it's much smaller. And I was sharing with my man, I'm like, this is the normal size of a chicken. When you're getting those big ass chickens, it's like chicken on roids. So what should people be looking for, whether they're buying rotisserie chicken or chicken? What should they be looking for there?
Okay, so with chicken, you want to look for something that says Global Animal Partnership, step 4 or more. So step 4, step 5, or step 5 plus. These will be on the labels if you're like, what are you talking about? You'll see it on the labels now that I've pointed it out.
Okay.
So Global Animal Partnership, step 4 or more. And again, you can look for Global Animal Partnership, step 4, and then pasture raised, GMO-free grain, things like that. Something that does not really matter without the word pasture raised for chicken and eggs is USDA organic. So USDA organic is not enough when it comes to chicken and eggs. It's just a label. It's just a buzzword and a way for people to mark up prices for something that really isn't that much better than its other counterparts.
Interesting. That could be a whole other blog post. What, you know what I see a lot with chicken, and maybe in it's with beef as well, which we'll wrap up next with next. I see antibiotic free. Do you see that a lot? Does that matter?
Yeah. So, I mean, and what I always tell families, cause I work with clients that they don't have a lot of money, and it is better if you have a carton of eggs that are just like eggs, like that's the only thing the carton says, eggs, and it says how many calories. And then you have one that says antibiotic free or hormone free. Definitely go for that antibiotic free, hormone free one, because that at least means that it doesn't have antibiotics and hormones. In order for something to state that, it actually has to be true. It cannot contain antibiotics or hormones.
Okay. Which is obviously good, because people, in case you haven't picked up on this, anything that is fed or injected into an animal is what you will consume. And if you think it's not going to affect you, and that's the thing I think, Ashley, that's hard for a lot of people. It certainly was for me. You know, you can eat crappy food, and because you don't have a visceral reaction, because you don't immediately break out in hives or throw up, we don't think it's doing damage. But trust me when I say, and if you tune into, you know, my social media and you've been following me for a while, I'm dealing with a hot mess of hormonal imbalance that's been caused by antibiotics, by the birth control pill, which destroyed my hormones, by years of stress and bad eating. So I just want people to understand that this stuff matters. It's not just a bunch of hoo-ha. It actually matters. And this stuff does add up. And I want to save anybody from going through what I'm going through, how much work and money I'm having to put into fixing my body just to get it to work normally. I'm confident and I feel better about, you know, this year and going forward, but wow, you don't want to cause yourself that much work if you don't have to. So lastly, I've gone way over. What do people need to look for when they're buying beef?
Okay, so for beef, you want to look for, again, so grass-fed, I mean, is better than just conventional beef, but it doesn't exactly mean that it was grass-finished. That means that it could have been fed grass for its whole life up until the last few legs, and then they shove it full of grain before they butcher it, so that is not too fun. So with grass-fed, there are a few different labels you can look for. You can look for American grass-fed, so that is a certified label. You can look for animal welfare approved. You can look for the letters PCO, certified 100% grass fed. You can look for, what's the other one? NOFA. And this is a New York standard, 100% grass fed. And then you can actually just do USDA organic when it comes to beef, because they're just handled differently than chickens. So if you shop at Whole Foods, you can find Global Animal Partnership step 4 through 5+. So that's for beef. And then the grass finished label is pretty good. If you see grass finished, that means that most people don't know what that even means. So that means the farmer took the extra step. The animal was grass finished, as well as the label with grass fed. And that means it was on its natural pasture for its whole life instead of being filled with corn and other grains.
Sorry, I dropped my phone over here. Ashley, that's really good. I actually had not heard of or had not been familiar with the grass finished. So
yeah,
you provided a, not that I'm surprised, wealth of information. And you guys, I'm serious. She will ping me on Instagram when I put up a post and go, did you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you serious? She's like an encyclopedia. She knows everything. And hopefully, I think you agree after hearing this interview, you understand why I was so thrilled to have her on the show. And we're definitely going to have you back, Ashley, for 3 or 4 more shows. And on that note, because I want to send everybody to follow you on your blog, on your social media, tell people where they can find you online.
I am, so it's a little bit complicating. It's simplistic. So it's the word simple without an E. So S-I-M-P-L. And then the word holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C. And I'm there on Instagram. My blog is simplistic.org. My Facebook, Pinterest, everything's there. And up on my blog, you can find the blog post that I was talking about. It's called Living Life Beyond Organic and Why It's Not Just Hype. And on Instagram, I focus primarily on gut health and hormone balance, because that is what the majority of my clients are going through. And we have lots of challenges and series going on. And my main goal is just to help you live a simplified life and show you that healthy doesn't have to be hard or super expensive.
That's awesome. You've really got it. You've got it going on, girl. And I love it, because your whole tagline there is, I think, addressing what so many people feel. They think it's going to be complicated and difficult and ridiculously expensive. So everybody head on over. Of course, we will link up to all of her sites. And she's also written a great post on fitfluential.com. So all of this will be linked up in the show notes at fitfluentialradio.com. Be sure to head over there. For everybody listening, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to email us at podcast@fitfluential. If you have any questions that you heard on this episode that you'd like us to cover in future episodes with Ashley. Of course, we think the best way for you to connect and ask questions is to connect with Ashley directly on the links that we're going to include in the show notes. So do that. Ashley, thanks so much for being on the show. For everybody tuning in, thank you so much. We will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. This marks the end of this 2-part interview with Ashley Rowland. I hope you enjoyed it. And I certainly hope if you did, that you connect with her online, subscribe to her blog, follow her on Instagram, and tell her that you loved this interview so that we can have her back on the show. If you have any questions for me, if you would like to nominate yourself or someone that you know for an interview spot on this show, you can email me directly, kelly@kellyalexa.com, or you can also just go to my website, kellyalexa.com, and fill out the contact me form. You can use that same email or method of contact to inquire about advertising or sponsorship opportunities in 2020. That's when we'll be opening those up, so feel free to reach out. And in the meantime, I am going to ask you again, probably every episode, because that's just what us podcasters do. We ask for you to head on over to iTunes and give us a review. And folks, you really have no idea. In fact, as I say this to you, I'm realizing there's a couple of new podcasts that I listen to that I'm obsessed with, and I haven't given them the courtesy of a review. But the truth is, if you really love a podcast, And once you're on this side of things and you realize how much time and effort and planning and money goes into creating a podcast that's free to all of you, you realize it's just a simple ask. If you head on over to iTunes, leave us a review. That helps our efforts be seen and heard by more people. And that's why I'm doing the show, people. That's why I'm chasing people down and interviewing these experts, so that you can learn and improve your health and your wealth. And health is wealth, right? So I'd sincerely appreciate it if you would review the show on iTunes. Thank you in advance. And the truth is, I literally am going to finish recording here turn this into my producer, and I'm going to head over to the two shows that I haven't reviewed yet, and I'm going to leave him a review because I'm realizing I got to walk the walk, right? So you guys have a good rest of the day. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show.